That's Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, 25 minutes past 7, and welcome to you on a Tuesday. You're locked into Radio Life and Style, and speaking of Birds of a Feather, right now we're flocking to the radio segment known as Bold Heart, and Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active
good
in the
morning.
House, looking like a reindeer.
I know, I thought I better bring some festiveness to you. Not that anybody could see me, but I feel festive.
You dressed the part for the festive season. Yeah. Red nose, reindeer vibes, looking great, I gotta say. Sounding
rocking
great.
Rocking these antlers.
Definitely a bold look for the last Bold Heart interview of the year. Before we...
So 10 episodes down. We've done 10 amazing things and hopefully inspired people to go out there.
Amazing. And set the tone for, I think, what's going to be a rocking summer and much adventuring. And hopefully we'll connect on the other side and you'll be able to catch us up on what you've been up to over the festive period.
But
to cap off this 10th episode, you've taken it in a very appropriate direction for the summer beach going season.
Yeah.
Where are we heading today?
I hit the beach and I went for a surfing lesson. So
this is something that's not your normal vibe,
no,
hey?
No. This is definitely out of my comfort zone. I like to be in the ocean. I like to be on the ocean, sitting in a boat. Mm. But I'm not so sure I like my feet riding a board in the ocean. But I approached it with a bold heart and off I went for my surfing lesson with the Bellito Surf School.
Well, these are the guys. If you're going to go learn to surf with anyone in town on the Dolphin Coast, you want to find the best, the most experienced, the oaks that really understand our coastline.
And friendly.
And friendly, nicest guys. The Bellito Surf School, I mean, this is their game. And I'm really excited to find out how it all went for you, Sarah. But for those that are maybe just catching this final episode out of 10, what is the point of this bold heart thing that we do on radio?
So through my coaching work, I often find that people want to try new things, but they're almost too scared or too intimidated to try. So they don't know what's going to happen when they try something new. So they often don't. Like, am I going to make a fool of myself? What's going to happen, etc. So this series has really been about saying... and giving an inside glimpse to somebody trying something for the first time or experiencing something for the first time. So we've done everything from a Zumba class to surf ski to open water swimming to kung fu. What else have we done, Mike?
Man, so many things.
So many things.
We were talking, I mean, from aerial...
aerial yoga. I've hung from ceilings. I've done it all over those series.
And now... I mean, high time that you got up on a surfboard.
Yeah.
And you weren't expecting to even be able to stand up on your first lesson.
No. Look, I grew up in Pretoria, right? So I've migrated down. But I grew up like buying the Zigzag religiously, like Kelly Slater, Hero Status, you know, all these kinds of things. So, you know, you always want to learn to surf as a kid, I think.
Surf culture is just so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So I suppose this is a bit of living a childhood dream out, but, I can snowboard, and I just always thought, well, I fell a lot when I learned to snowboard, and I thought it was kind of in the same bracket. Mm. The nice thing about learning to surf is that it's not hard snow.
If you fall,
the ocean is far more forgiving than hard snow.
Well, that is true, but, you know, our little strip of the coastline is not quite as mellow as, say, the Durban beachfront. So, I mean, I can understand you might have been a little bit hesitant about learning to surf in Bellito as opposed to the main beaches up in Durban.
So that's an interesting question. So they do it from Willard. So Willard Beach on a good day is quite protected, and you've got some smaller waves. So I think for a teaching environment, it's a great choice and it keeps people safe. And then secondly, you've got people who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they're not going to put you out in a huge swell or whatever. So the time and the slot for beginners is very well chosen, and really they do check how what your level of being comfortable in the ocean is. So those are some of the first questions that you ask. How comfortable are you in the ocean? How much time do you spend in the ocean? And then I think they gear the lesson for that. So it's very intentional. You know you're going to be safe because you're with people that can read their environment. They're not going to put a beginner in the middle of something. And you start on land and then progress into the water.
Amazing. And so it's obviously totally dependent on tide and weather. And so it's not like it's going to be at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday every week.
No.
Your lesson is bespoke, and you will be given the heads up on how the conditions are looking for that week.
I mean, like anybody teaching anything, they want the beginners to enjoy it and to be safe. You don't want to water safety, I think, is a key thing for their message as well.
Amazing. And your first experience, did you know what you were in for? I mean, how did it unfold on the day?
So you arrive, we have a bit of chat with your instructor, and then I was in a costume and a rash vest, and then you start on land, and you've got to start with, you learn that your feet have got to hang off the back of the board, and then it's how do you get up onto the board. And so, interestingly enough, it's like a three-step process. You push up, I hope I get it right now. You push up, then your feet come under you, and then it's you've got to stay low. Your center of gravity, like you've got to bend your knees.
Okay.
Not something I did particularly well. And you've got to look up. So the minute you look down, you fall off the board. So it's about looking up, looking at where you're going, looking forward. So, yeah.
Wow. But there's almost a kind of a yoga pose involved in sort of getting you up.
So it should be seamless flow. The video footage says otherwise.
Well, for you, I mean, for first time, not bad, but you managed to get up.
I did not think I would.
In the water?
Yes, and it was quite busy, actually. So it was busy. There was lots of movement and little kids and stuff. I didn't like wipe out any little children. I got up on the board.
Success.
So, success, 10 out of 10.
That's awesome. And now, obviously, beaches are getting a lot more action-packed with lots of visitors, lots of holiday makers, and possibly lots of folk who have never stood up on a surfboard who want to get their first experience, their first intro to the world of surfing. And having now come through it, how long was your experience? I mean, the actual lesson, the class?
Yeah, so it's about an hour. So just under an hour. I think also you do get quite tired. I mean, you're using muscles and stuff that if you're not a surfer, it's not muscles that you would generally use. So you're getting up, falling off, paddling out. It was small. So it is quite tiring. It's a good workout. It's good fun, actually.
And do they provide the board? Do they provide all the essential kit?
Exactly. So you've got to come in a swimming costume. If you've got a rash vest, then take that along. Obviously, for protection for the sun, and if you're going to hit any scrapes on the sand or anything like that.
Mm.
And that's all you need. And a sense of humor.
Absolutely. And a big smile. Bring your A game.
Absolutely.
But you survived. Can you now claim that you are a surfer? I mean, I think if you stood up on a surfboard in the ocean, you can say I'm a beginner surfer.
I think depending on which circles I am, I might. I don't think I'll claim that I'm a. I'll claim that I have surfed.
Sarah's a grom.
A grom.
Just starting out.
Yeah.
But so cool. And to have guys that really understand this world and are geared towards being warm, welcoming, friendly, supportive guys.
So interesting, they don't only do beginners though. So if anybody's looking to improve their skills or really go, so they do both a beginner, intermediate and advanced. So advanced, I was listening, they'll actually film you surfing. So it's those tweaks. And often when you at that level in a sport, that video footage is really great because you can actually see what's happening. And so I thought that was really interesting. And then another thing is they've got this amazing program launching next year, which is a surf education awareness, which is all about creating safety and awareness about the ocean, which I think is brilliant.
And that's, I mean, that's appropriate for anyone.
Oh, absolutely. So it's going to be like an online course that you can do, and I'm sure they'll be posting more details on their socials. But I think literally anybody on our coastline, and no matter if you're not familiar with the ocean, it's about how do you read this environment. So when you get down to the and it's such a dynamic. The waves change, the size of the waves, the volume of the water changes. How do you read the rip tides? And often when I find in swimming, people are surprised by the impact or the weight or the velocity of the waves on you. But if you can look beforehand and see, okay, today's a big day, we're going to expect bigger waves, bigger impact. And so I think it's all of those things that keep us aware, because you want to stay green or safe even in a dynamic changing environment.
Wow. So this is, I mean, when this launches, this is definitely something we're going to want to shine a spotlight on.
And absolutely.
We'll definitely need to get the guys in for a yes, special chat.
I think it's, congratulations to the guys. I think this is going to be an awesome program.
Brilliant work. And they've built a solid reputation as being the go-to guys.
Absolutely, absolutely.
For getting confident, for understanding the ropes of our coastline and being surf safe.
Yeah.
Where can we find more information on Ballito Surf School?
So they're on the social media pages, Ballito Surf School, or you can head down to Willard's and just buy the life-saving tower. Mm. They've got a black gazebo and the team is there. I would almost say every day now that it's summer. Summer festive season.
Yeah, go figure. We're certainly heading into proper festive summer vibes.
Yeah.
And this is definitely the time when the beaches are cooking. But if you've been putting it off and if you've been wanting to get your
and you're never
feet
too
wet,
old.
This is the thing. I mean, look at Sarah. 21 and she's just got up on a board the other day.
21 and a bit.
But so cool. Well done for capping off your adventures with such a cool launching into the new year on a board.
Absolutely.
And any idea where things will be picking up again on 2025 adventure-wise?
Yeah, I think we're going to head into 2025 with a whole lot of new adventures. Let's see. And yeah, there's a couple of things brewing, actually.
For those who want to keep tabs on you and your world of Ordinarily Active, where can we find more information?
Ordinarily Active on Instagram, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff. Next year we've got beginner programs, and we're actually launching a program for the more senior guys or young at heart, and this one is really about connecting for more senior people.
Very cool. If you're looking for a great community to plug
Absolutely.
Into, this will tick the box for you.
Absolutely.
And you're hearing it here on a Tuesday, the last one for this year, but watch this space because I've no doubt we'll be firing up the Bald Heart Show again on the other side of 2024. And Sarah, wishing you a cracking end to this year. And
yes, and
a
you
great
too,
December.
Mom. Yeah, and wishing all the guys that have listened, thank you very much, and wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope everybody goes boldly and does something amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.